We continue talking about the sixth seal. We can't seem to get out of this sixth seal. There are signs, significant signs, signs in the heavens. And by the way, in the creation story, it says that God gave the sun and the moon and the stars for signs and seasons. Notice seasons came later. We think of them primarily for seasons, but Jesus said, or the Bible said, for signs and seasons. And so here we see significant signs in the sun, moon, and stars. We talked about how they are connected to two events in the history of Europe. One, the Edict of Toleration. The other, the official end of the Spanish Inquisition. But now, what does it mean when it says in verse 14, the sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up? We go back to Matthew 24. And see what Jesus said. He said, then the powers of heaven will be shaken. Now the word heaven and the word sky are the same Greek word. I looked it up. And I did a little word study, which I like to do. And I discovered that there's some parallels here. We go back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And we start reading in verse 10. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the who? The devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Again, the same word used by Jesus about the powers of heaven shaken in Revelation chapter 6, the sixth seal, where it says the sky split apart, the heavens split apart like a scroll. And it says our problem is not simply people. Our big problem are rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Now, throughout history, God has allowed the devil to play his cards, so to speak. You can almost picture it like a card game. And the devil plays his hand. God says, okay, you can do it for a certain period of time, 1260 years, then it's my turn to play my card. And so the Bible says in Revelation 12, at the end of the 1260 years, the earth helped the woman. And it says symbolically here in Revelation 6 and in Matthew 24, it says the powers of heaven were shaken. In other words, the rulers and authorities in high places, they thought they had a monopoly on things for centuries and millenniums until God said, okay, time is up. Now I'm going to play my hand. We're going to show what happens when people are free from government tyranny and religious superstition. Those two things are what hold societies back. And so, because of the American Revolution, because of the providential rise of America, because our founders founded a nation that was founded on biblical principles, the founders of this country in their writings, their quotations are 34% of all their quotations are taken from the Bible. And they claim that the Ten Commandments are what the laws of America are based on. So here you have the first time in history a demonstration of what happens when people are relatively moral and when they are free from government tyranny and free from religious superstition. And the world has been amazed as it's seen the West, specifically America, and all that's happened as a result of a free, relatively moral people. Now, God wanted to demonstrate this in a pure demonstration through the nation of Israel many years ago. He wanted them to follow his laws completely, and he was going to bless them in amazing ways and show the world what happens, and the world was going to flow to Jerusalem. That did not work. The devil made sure it didn't work, but in the last days before Jesus comes, God said, okay, I'm going to play my trump card. And so there is a demonstration. So when it says the heavens were split apart like a scroll, when it says that the powers of heaven are shaken, that means that the devil's domination was threatened and came to an end. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 12, verse 17, that the devil is angry. in the last days. He's angry because his dominion was taken away. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.